Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
But now, three Austrian nuns, all in their 80s, have absconded from their retirement home residence to return to their former convent. Sister Bernadette, Sister Regina and Sister Rita are now the last three nuns at the Kloster Goldenstein Convent in Elsbethen, just outside Salzburg. For more on this, I'm joined by Kate Connolly, Berlin correspondent with The Guardian. Kate, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, this is an extraordinary story, nuns on the run, as it were. So where were they living in relative comfort, and why did they go on the run?
Well, they had been sent, all of them, the three remaining nuns at this order were sent to a care home separately so that each of them wouldn't hear how the others were being sent there. So they had been there for about 18 months and had expressed their distress having to be there and saying that they wanted to go back to their convent. So supporters of theirs, namely former pupils, helped them then to escape from the care home and to break back into their old home. So that included them going there with the helpers and also somebody, a locksmith, who could help them in. This was back in September, and they've been living there ever since, with the support of local people, with the support of electricians who have put them back on the grid. The opposition to them being there has not let up, and that's the Catholic authorities there in the region who are pressing them to leave and go back into their care home.
And of course, their religious superior has said that the nuns are disobeying their vow of obedience, so they are in breach. Now, they've gone back there. Had the convent been totally abandoned then? It was locked up and derelict. Is that it?
Yeah, well, there's a school adjacent to it where the three sisters had all taught. One of them had even been the headmistress there. So the convent itself had been abandoned. The church said that it was no longer fit for the three nuns there. As you said, one is 88, the eldest is 88. They had, though, equipped it over the last few years to help them in their old age. A chairlift had been put in, various different facilities to help them to get in and out of baths and that type of thing. When they returned, having come from their care home, the place had been stripped of a lot of these facilities, including sinks and toilets. And so part of the local effort to help them involved putting these things back into place. And only a few weeks ago, they got a chairlift back, for example, a stairlift rather. So that enables them to get up to their living quarters, their so-called cells, which are in the third floor of this very old building.
Now, they became known to the world because they went on social media, and they've lots of followers.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
They've lots of followers, and in a very gentle way that is not kind of lecturing or anything like that, they send out daily reports, or their supporters send out daily reports on their behalf, which show little details out of their daily lives, them sitting around in prayer together, making meals, going through drawers of things where, you know, all their possessions had been just shoved away in boxes and drawers, and going through these drawers, finding things like old recipes for the Christmas biscuits that they have been making for decades, and their delight at these little events in their lives. Also expressing their disgruntlement towards the authorities who've put them there, but at the same time saying that they were praying for some solution. They didn't want to be in this contentious state with their superiors.
Now, there's been an attempt at mediation. Have they reached a deal?
Well, so we got the news earlier this week coming from the very expensive PR chief that the church has hired to deal with what has been a really major PR crisis for the local church, saying that they had put a proposal to the nuns that they could stay in the convent until further notice, but on condition that they stop using social media, that they did not consult their local lawyer who had been working for them on a pro bono basis, that they also did not allow people who were not supposed to be in the convent to be there. That would include their supporters, the people who are looking after them, cooking for them. It would exclude people like me, journalists who've been there to visit them, who've been very warmly received. So they, after some consideration, they said they had never been consulted over this particular deal that was put to them. But after some consideration, the official line is from the three nuns that they have now rejected that deal and they are staying put.
I mean, it sounds like they would take away all their supports, no strangers allowed in. So the three of them would be there effectively in not quite solitary confinement, but just with their own company. And then there would be nothing to monitor any efforts by the authorities to interfere with them and maybe deprive them of, be it power or heat or warmth or whatever it might be. So they don't want that. They're going to stay online, keep their supporters informed, and stick it out.
This is it. They realise that how much strength the social media presence has given them. It's brought journalists from all over the world, from Asia, from, you know, all over Europe, the US. It's also brought local supporters. The Sound of Music will, I'm sure you'll know about that. So the family from the Von Trapp family. There's the granddaughter of Maria Von Trapp is local. She's a singer. She's been to see them. Lots of heads of businesses that are based there, like Porsche and Red Bull, they've also given them support. So they are saying, we are staying put, and we are also going to not, you are going to make sure that we do not lose this very vital connection to the outside world, which so far has enabled us to stay. We've got Christmas coming up. That will obviously be a very important time for them. Their chapel has been reopened. Very important for them is that they have a daily access to mass, a priest coming in. And so far that has only been possible because they've been sort of, you know, they've been labelled as rogue priests have come in and held mass for them. So the spiritual side of it, to uphold that, is also very, very important for them.
It's extraordinary. The authorities, I'm sure, when they decided to face down these nuns, they didn't imagine that, for example, the Von Trapp family and all the resonances that the Sound of Music creates in the public mind would get involved in the dispute. And never mind
Absolutely.
Porsche and Red Bull.
Absolutely. And there's this beautiful imposing convent, you know, it is like a bit like something out of the film. And of course, you can imagine there have been quite a few filmmakers knocking on the door asking, can we buy the rights to this story? So you might be seeing it on your screens at sometime in the future.
Very good. Kate Connolly, a fascinating story. Kate is Berlin correspondent with The Guardian.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.